Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Huron County will be hosting a scrap tire collection day from 8:45 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October the 15th, at the Huron County Fairgrounds. Tires that will be accepted include vehicle tires, semi-tires, ATV, lawnmower, and motorcycle tires. But they will not accept tractor tires, combine tires, heavy-duty tires, or tires that are on rims. Also, all tires must be clean and empty of any water. County residents who want to participate in the disposal of tires during the event must make an appointment before the collection date. An appointment can be made by calling the Huron Conservation District at 989-269-9540, extension number 3. Because time slots are limited, it is best to call early in order to reserve one. The collection is only available to Huron County residents, with a limit of 10 tires per resident. The collection is made possible by a grant from the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy in an effort to promote stewardship and protect the environment, as well as the Huron County Conservation District. And another local and regional news for today. A 77-year-old woman was injured on Saturday when she lost control of her vehicle, driving in Buell Township in Sanilac County. Deputies from the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department were dispatched around 9:50 a.m. regarding a two-vehicle injury crash on Marlette Road near Ruth Road. According to the preliminary police report, the elderly woman from Emily City was driving a 2009 Pontiac east on Marlette Road when she lost control of her vehicle and struck a tractor trailer that was traveling west. A 28-year-old Marlette man was driving the tractor trailer and was not injured in the incident. The Emily City woman sustained some injuries and was transported to McKenzie Health Systems in Sandusky. The crash remains under investigation, but it appears that neither drugs or alcohol were a factor. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
The phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Typhoon Ragasa, one of the strongest in years, has whipped waves taller than lampposts on the Hong Kong promenades and halted life on the southern Chinese coast early Wednesday after leaving destruction in Taiwan and the Philippines. Taiwan reported 14 deaths from flooding caused by the typhoon, and 3 deaths occurred earlier in the Philippines as well. The fierce winds woke Hong Kong residents in the early hours, and many went online to describe scenes like a kitchen ventilation fan being blown down and cranes swaying in the wind. China's weather agency forecasts the super typhoon would make landfall between Wednesday afternoon and evening. And another national and international news. President Donald Trump has returned to the United Nations to boast of his second term foreign policy, as well as to lash out at the world body. He also warned Europe it would be ruined if it doesn't turn away from what he called a double-tailed monster of migration and green energy policies. World leaders listened closely to his Tuesday remarks at the UN General Assembly, as Trump had already moved quickly to diminish U.S. support for the world body in his first 8 months in office. After his speech, Trump met with Secretary General Antonio Guterres and told the top UN official that the U.S. is behind the global body 100%, amid fears among members that he's now edging towards a full retreat instead. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Tuesday, September 23rd of 2025. David C. Block, age 69, of Cass City, passed away on September the 20th of 2025. Funeral services for David C. Block will be held 11 a.m. Saturday, September 27th, in the Krantz Funeral Home of Cass City, with interment in the Saints Peter and Paul Cemetery of Ruth. Memorials may be made out to the Deckerville Education Foundation. Visitation is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Saturday, September 27th, in the Krantz Funeral Home of Cass City, who are handling the arrangements. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.